It's Wednesday, May 31st, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un warned yesterday of sending a bigger, quote, gift package, unquote, to the United States after successfully launching his third missile test in recent weeks, reports Fox News. North Korea launched a short-range Scud ballistic missile from the eastern coastal town of Wonsan late Sunday. The missile flew for 6 minutes until it landed in the Sea of Japan. Kim has vowed to develop a nuclear-armed missile with the capability of reaching U.S. soil. Though it's believed that the communist nation is still several years away from that goal, the continued tests, despite pressure and threats from global powers to halt them, shows his determination to develop that capability. If he's not careful, Kim Jong-un might suffer the same fate as King Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 4:30-32. As the king was walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon, he asked, "Is not this the great Babylon I have built as the royal residence, by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty?" Even as the words were on his lips, a voice came from heaven. "This is what is decreed for you, King Nebuchadnezzar. Your royal authority has been taken from you. You will be driven away from people and will live with the wild animals. You will eat grass like the ox. 7 times will pass by for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over all kingdoms on earth and gives them to anyone he wishes." Unquote. A Texas state lawmaker received threats for the second time this year after he questioned why the state has more protections for animals than it does for unborn babies, reports Life News. State Representative Tony Tinderholt, a Republican from Arlington, Texas, and his family were put under state protection in January after he received multiple death threats related to a bill he introduced to ban abortions. According to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Tinderholt argued that the penalty proposed for animal cruelty cases under Senate Bill 762 should be lowered to a state jail felony, which is the same sentence lawmakers said earlier this session for abortionists who perform partial birth or dismemberment abortions. Tinderholt said a higher punishment indicates the state has more respect and care for animals than unborn children. Quote, "I couldn't imagine anyone ever wanting to harm an animal. It's absolutely disgusting to do so. However, I also could not allow a more severe penalty for killing an animal than for killing a human child." Unquote. In other pro-life news, Missouri has defunded Planned Parenthood for the second time. In 2016, the legislature had taken $380,000 of money from the abortion giant, but that still allowed for Planned Parenthood centers that did not perform abortions to, quote, refer, unquote, women to their facilities that did do abortions. Susan Klein of Missouri Right to Life told The Worldview that one of the most encouraging things about the Missouri legislature is that they are strong on the pro-life issue.
"We have a very strong pro-life legislature. Our House and our Senate, we have supermajorities. Missouri is a pro-life state, and they feel strongly that Planned Parenthood should not be receiving federal or state tax dollars for their abortion business."
Klein said that they had not had the support they needed for fully defunding Planned Parenthood until this year.
"We have not had the support from the governor's executive office or the federal Congress until just in this past election cycle. And we now have a pro-life governor, Governor Eric Greitens, who feels very strongly about protecting the unborn."
An update on the Tiger Woods DUI story. The golfer was asleep at the wheel when he was approached by police early Monday in Florida. The 41-year-old athlete had to be woken up by an officer and stated that he did not know where he was. Woods submitted to a breathalyzer and blew a .00 both times, reports the Daily Mail. However, according to the police, his speech was, quote, "extremely slow."